Every generation of Hawaiian musicians builds on the legacy of those who have gone before, and much of that legacy is contained within families. Auntie Genoa Keawe was one of the Hall of Fame's original inductees. You couldn't imagine it without her. And this year's upcoming ceremony honors her ohana. Kuuipu Kumukahi is a member of the Hawaiian Music Hall of Fame Advisory Board. She's with us in our studio. And that's a pretty fair assessment, isn't it, Kuuipu, about the whole family nature of Hawaiian music?
Aloha mai. Yes, Hawaiian music has been very prevalent amongst Hawaiian families. It's actually the thread that kept Hawaiian families intact. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good social gatherings, and sometimes non-family members came along and just sang, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you take a look at some of these songs in history, if you went to any Hawaiian home across the islands, everybody sang the same song. Mm-hmm. If it was an honor to Queen Liliuokalani, or if it was just kind of a fun song that talked about fun pastimes. Mm-hmm. Everybody was very much related to the songs in different ways, but that kept everybody, you know, connected. So if grandma sang the holo holo ka'a, or she sang O Makalapua,
uh-huh,
her children would know that, the grandchildren would know that, and now after grandma has passed, we kept singing these songs so that the next generation will hear it. So it's Hawaiian music, or the mele. You know, the mele holds all of the information,
right,
of Hawaiian. And if you, I say this all the time, if you want to know anything about who we are, where we come from, and our history, look to the music.
It's history contained in song.
Absolutely. And that's what Hawaiians did in the past. They committed their information to poetry, mm-hmm, creating chants, and you know, then extending it to hula. Further into the future, when all the instruments get introduced to Hawaii, then the melodic line comes in through missionaries and the hymns, and then later on with guitars and, you know, the invention of the steel guitar. The music still continues to hold a message because we're still singing songs that are 100 years old, songs written by our royalty. We're still doing it today in the 21st century because it has information in there, and it keeps us connected to our past.
And you know, from an exterior sort of Western music approach, you might think of songs and dances as entertainment, not so much as repositories of information, of history.
Correct.
You know, the European notion is that history should be between the covers of a book, not in a mele that takes 8 hours.
Correct. So you can see the vast difference.
Yeah.
For our people, you know, you have to know that there were no written apparatuses. We didn't have a written language. We had petroglyphs. Yeah. So everything had to be committed somewhere. So, mm-hmm, a lot of it was through poetry. And in 2007, when the Hawaiian Music Hall of Fame created the CD Nalani Eha, looking at those songs, just the 10 songs that were recorded, we looked at that as such a piece of beyond just art, but a real testament to leadership. So we ended up or concluding saying that, you know, Hawaiian music or the royalty and their leadership skills, one was of great leadership if they could compose.
Mm-hmm.
That was a true Hawaiian leadership skill. And you know, we tried to figure out, you know, how many different sovereigns around the world during the 18th, 19th century did this kind of work,
yeah,
for their people, and we couldn't come up with anybody. So what is unique about our history is that we keep it alive through voice. And, you know, of course, singing takes breath,
mm-hmm,
much like how they say, you know, the breath of life comes,
right,
through aloha and the ha. Not necessarily, that's not connected to aloha, but, you know, through aloha, the ha, you have to, that all of this is living. So when you're alive and you're singing these mele, you're making connections not only to your families, but you start making connections to land, people, the elements, just everything that surrounds you. And it's that, and that is truly a Hawaiian trait. You know, and it makes us very unique in that sense.
Yeah, because if you contrast it with what you know, just for purposes of simplicity, you would call sort of a European approach of separating music and dance, away from history. Mm-hmm. This, what you're describing, coming through the breath and having history be, it's integral to not just to the arts of a people, but to the physical body of a people.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? The act of breathing is the act of celebrating your history and keeping information alive for next generations.
Correct. And, you know, when I talk about breathing, it's you really have to breathe what those words are saying. Mm-hmm. So, you know, now we get to the more technical part of maybe a singer or a chanter. You can have a body of words that you just recite, but yeah. You can have a body of words that you breathe those words. When, in my mana'o, my thought is when you breathe that, now people will begin to breathe with you. So it's a whole nother level of consciousness and spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's almost like you forget that your feet are on the ground, yet they're there and grounded, but you somehow are lifted in this spirituality to let people breathe what you're feeling and what you're knowing. That is truly, it's not even art. It's
life.
It's life. It's like a whole different religion, you know?
Well, and as you know, as a singer, when you sing with people, to sing with people is to breathe with people.
That's right. Exactly. Right? And so we keep breathing this history, this information. And and there, you know, my hope is that in my lifetime, I will be able to at least touch 10 to 12 people to say, this is what you carry on.
Yeah.
This is what has to happen so that Hawaii continues to live and, you know, not just be concrete. There's beyond the concretes and beyond, you know, buildings and things. There's a true bed of beauty that lies beneath all of this what they call construction and business.
Well, that's peripheral to life.
You know,
that comes and goes. But
true.
The tradition you're describing worked for you as becoming a singer. And it's something there's no reason to believe it isn't going to be carried on, right?
I'm hoping, you know, with different trends throughout the world, you know, cell phones, internet, you know, those just become complacent for the information. It's just you can read it and then just move on, right? Like the book idea.
But these are things we always come back to.
Well,
family,
yeah.
Breathing,
and
life,
we hope that the
song.
Family can stick together. And we you know, just off the cuff, I can see that, you know, the Hawaiian families are not as intact as they have been, we have been in the past. I mean, surely you don't have families with 14, 15 kids anymore. You know, like my mother comes from a family of 14 children, you know, so you don't see that. Economically, it's not affordable.
Yeah.
You see more economically, people are disappearing. The local people are disappearing from Hawaii. And so the music kind of is brittle.
And, you know, but I get a feeling it's going to survive.
I do too, and with programs such as this, more people know the better.
Exactly.
You know, I'm currently at the Hyatt Regency Waikiki as their manager of Hawaiian culture and community relations, and I'm really happy that they're embracing that Hawaiian needs to permeate throughout their property, and along with that, the first part of that is the song. There's songs for where we're at. And from there, I'm able to take it, you know, to another level to bring them to these songs and to know.
I think there's every reason to be optimistic.
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming.
No, a pleasure.
Kuipo Kumukahi is a member of the Hawaiian Music Hall of Fame Advisory Board, which will honor the Keawe Ohana and 2001 inductee Auntie Genoa Keawe this Saturday evening in the Kou Ballroom of the Hyatt Regency Waikiki. Thank you.
Thank you.